Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, welcome to the first show of Free Church. And to be honest, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's this church that is for free. And literally, this is the first episode. So I'm like literally going to the dashboard and trying to figure out what's going on and stuff like that. But we are live on the air, you hear me? It's been a long time. I have a lot to you. It's been a long time since I have been on air. But I'm back, though, man. I used to do a show all the time, low-key. Back in, like, when was that? That was, like, back in, like, 2013 is when I first started doing podcasts. But I had to stop because life just took over and I couldn't do podcasts anymore. But your boy is back live on the show talking that stuff with you. You hear me? We out here talking that stuff with you, man. Let me go ahead and play one song right quick for you before we get the day started, man. Or the night, actually, because it's definitely 9 p.m. right now. But first of all, let me tell you what my name is, man. My name is Gandhi Mavula. I am your host for this show. I was born on the banks of the Congo River next to 4 or 5 alligators, crocodiles, whatever you want to call it. When I was born, them crocodiles were scared because the hunter was born, you know. You don't really see too many alligators messing with 3,000-pound gorillas. You know, but hey, man, on this show, we're going to keep it real, man. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to keep it real, tell you what it is. We're going to have some good topics or whatever, some trending topics. We're going to talk sports. We're just going to talk about how life is going down, you know. But let me get this one song playing right quick, and then we'll get back to it.
Get paid a pretty penny for my stuff. I'm hard away with grandma, I'm hot. They only care about a nigga when he handle the rap, or when he dishing the pair, or when he gripping the steer. Bailing out my brother, tell the lawyer, get the appeal. With a flick of the pen, write the check and he out. 2 years later, he be at my shows checking me out. Know he proud of lil' bro and how my records be out. Flashback to childhood when he was decking me out. Now it's clear lil' Main is the best MC out. Hands down. Flow water, can't drown. I flow farther, go harder, go smarter. Shout out to fiends and queens, I'm team no daughters. I seen it all, at this young age. The only thing left to do is die and hit front page. Should I knock on wood and pray like God forbid? These hoes be popping pills, these niggas be popping shit, bitch. Pac on the mic in his prime. They only care about a nigga when he writing a rhyme. What? Kenny Lofton, you feelin' my pace? They only care about a nigga when he's chillin' the bass. It's like I'm whipped and stiff, I'm fuckin' them all. They only care about a nigga when he's dunkin' the ball, man. And to break my heart, the world's stage, I play my part. Just caught fire like a young Richard Pryor with unforgettable quotes. They only care about a nigga when he's tellin' a joke, or when he's sellin' his dope. They tell the reverend man I'd rather get to heaven with coke than live in hell and be broke. Shout out the black man who beat the odds by yelling for hope. Today he asked if I could Twitter y'all and tell you to vote. My nigga, how could I, knowing what I know? It's a game of charades, masquerade for the dough. Read the teleprompter, these niggas is actors on the low. Yeah, I voted for the nigga cause he got the best show. Like I got the best flow, on your mark, set, go. Mama got us out the hood, but we still kept tote. Yo, I seen it all. At this young age, the only thing left to do is die and hit front page. Should I knock on wood and pray like God forbid? These hoes be popping pills, these niggas be popping shit, bitch. Pac on the mic in his prime. They only care about a nigga when he writing a rhyme. What? Kenny Lofton, you feeling my pace? They only care about a nigga when he's chilling the bass. It's like I'm whipped and still, I'm fucking them all. They only care about a nigga when he's dunking the ball, man. And to break my heart, yeah. Stage, what? I play my what? Part.
Look, I said you wouldn't know the truth if it was right there in your face. See, I can't explain the feeling when the fence around your place. In that PJ Rose, I drink that shit there by the cake. Might somebody pray for me. Reverend Ron, Pastor Mate. See, I do this for my homie. He got caught with a soft eight. When I say a soft eight, yeah, that's two less than ten. If they let him out today, he gon' do it all again. Say he lost the first time and won't stop until he wins. Street life, I had you drunk, I'm talking secrets then. Yeah, we screaming Scarface, but we all know how that ends. Every word is like dope. You can snort it like lines. If I said it, then I meant it. They reciting every line. If I had to write a book, it would be the life and signs. Every verse is at work. You can weigh it like them nines. See, I lost a lot of niggas and it broke my heart. Life's a stage, I just played my part. Yeah.
Pac on the mic in his prime. They only care about a nigga when he writing a rhyme. Black Kenny Lofton. You feeling my pace? They only care about a nigga when he's chilling the bass. It's like I'm whipped still. I'm fucking them all. They only care about a nigga when he's dunking the ball, man. And to break my heart, the world's a stage. I just play my part. Get paid a pretty penny for my stocks. I'm hard away with grandma, I'm hot. They only care about a nigga when he handled a rap, or when he dishing a pair, or when he gripping a steer. Bailing out my brother, tell the lawyer, get the appeal. With a flick of the pen, write the check and he out. 2 years later, he be at my shows checking me out. Know he proud of lil' bro and how my records be out. Flashback to childhood when he was decking me out. Now it's clear lil' Maine is the best MC out. Hands down, flow water, can't drown. I flow farther, go harder, cold smarter. Shout out to fiends and queens, I'm team no daughters. I seen it all, at this young age. The only thing left to do is die and hit front page. Should I knock on wood and pray like God forbid. These hoes be popping pills, these niggas be popping shit, bitch. Pac on the mic in his prime. They only care about a nigga when he writing a rhyme. Boy, Kenny Lofton, you feeling my pace? They only care about a nigga when he's chilling the bass. It's like I'm whipped. Still, I'm fucking them all. They only care about a nigga when he dunking the ball, man. And to break my heart, the world stage, I play my part. Just caught fire like a young Richard Pryor with unforgettable quotes. They only care about a nigga when he telling a joke, or when he selling his dope. They tell the reverend man I'd rather get to heaven with coke than live in hell and be broke. Shout out the black man who beat the odds by yelling for hope. Today he asked if I could Twitter y'all and tell you to vote. My nigga, how could I? No.
Man, today was a good day, actually, man. I'm a Mavericks fan, so today the Mavericks had to play against the Suns today. It was game 4. We was down 2-1. Man, the first 2 games, the Suns really kicked their ass. I ain't gonna lie to you. The Suns really gave us the work the first 2 games. So everybody was like, oh, the Mavericks can't do this, the Mavericks can't do that. But they was really already like downplaying us because we got ran in Phoenix. Because, I mean, if you look at it, what happened in Phoenix was really, it's pretty bad, to be honest with you. They was giving us that work game one. I mean, even though Luka was doing his thing or whatever, we lost by 7 points at the end, but it was uglier than that. We kind of fought back to finish that game off strong. But if you look at it, that game one, they was going crazy. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They had 6 different people in double digits, and then somebody had 9 points. So they almost had 7 people in double digits, right? You ain't going to do that to the kids, Dad, man. I'm sorry, man. You can do all you want to do, man. You ain't not going to do nothing against a team that has 6 to 7 guys doing double digits, you know what I'm saying? You got Chris Paul with 19. Devin Booker had 23. DeAndre Ayton had 25, right? That was all game one. Now, on the Mavericks side, nobody showed up to help the guy. You know who the guy is. That's Luka Doncic. You know, Luka had 45. Finney Smith had 15 in game two. I mean, at game one. So it just didn't look good at all for us. We weren't ready for that. You know, we just was not ready for that game one. We went to Phoenix thinking we had some. And we just got whooped. You know, they just got whooped, low-key. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, I said we didn't get whooped. 7 points ain't even that bad. But like I said, it looked way worse than it was at the end, you know. But, nah, if we take this to game number 2, game 2 was Slaughterhouse, Murder Gang. Pop, pop. We lost by 20 points, but in this game, we were definitely down by 26 at one point. It was a terrible game. It was terrible. Luka had 35, but the closest person after that was 16 from Reggie Bullock. I'm sorry, his name is Bullock. That ain't gonna cut it. That just is not going to cut it. So essentially, they got ran by 20 points in that game. Luka had 35, 7, and 5, though. He was trying, I guess. I guess you can say he was trying. But on the Sun side, Jesus, they have 1, 2, 3, 4 guys in double figures. But 2 guys had more than 25 points, though. Chris Paul had 28. Devin Booker had 30. DeAndre Ayton only had 9 points. That's when they figured out how to kind of slow Ayton down, because in the first game, DeAndre Ayton was going ballistic. He was, like, really tearing us up in the bottoms of the post. We looked mad weak. We looked mad weak for DeAndre Ayton those first 2 couple games. But, like, actually, in this game right here, if I recall it correctly, DeAndre Ayton had those 9 points messing around in, like, the first quarter. But I guess he must have got, like, in foul trouble or something. because he only played 18 minutes that game. But then again, they was up by 26, 20. They probably didn't even need him to play that many minutes. Mikal Bridges played 39. Chris Paul played 36. And Booker played 36 minutes that night. So it looked like they was giving them all they could handle that game, you know. And then the series moved all the way from Arizona to Texas, right? In that first game, we won by 9 points, which is pretty cool, you know. But in this game, see, we didn't allow nobody to drop 20 points on us. That's how we ended up winning that game. Booker had 18. Chris Paul had 12. DeAndre Ayton had 16. Jay Crowder had 19. Mikal Bridges had 12, right? Pretty good game. Now, on the Mavericks side, they finally started to come help the boy Luka. Luka had 26, Brunson had 28, Finney Smith had 14, Reggie Bullock had 15. But it was the 28 from Jalen Brunson that actually put us over the top that helped us out a lot, low-key. We need that kind of help like that because, I mean, it don't matter how good Luka is, he can't do that by himself. There's just no way. It's not possible for him to do it by himself. You know, he's going to have some kind of help out there. One man's never going to be five. You can't show me it's a time of one man was beating five. And then, I mean, in game two, that was a terrible game because I think the Suns shot like 50% from the field and like 60 from three, something outrageous like that, right? So they were like, oh, Luka can't play defense. People really try to put the whole team's defensive trash performance on one man, Loki, because, I mean, I guess if you're the star player, they're going to put that on you. But y'all got to relax, though. Got to smooth, got to relax, though. That's pure madness right there because, I mean, that's asking too much. Luka can't drop 40 points and check everybody from getting under 15 points. It's not even possible, you know. And, yeah, I'm a homer, man. That's my guy right there. I'm a Mavericks fan. I've been a Mavericks fan since Dirk, man, since Dirk, Michael Finley, and Steve Nash, man. Those three really put me on the map as far as Mavericks go, and I've just been around ever since. I do live in the Fort Worth area, so that's my squad down the road. I won't even lie to you. Now, in this year, game three, we looked at it a lot better, though, man. Like I said, Jalen Brunson had 28. Luka had 26. Maxie had 14. And Reggie Bullock, it's not Bullock, it's Bullock. He had 15, but he's playing a lot of minutes, 41 minutes. I mean, he's really out there playing some good defense for us also. And then in tonight's game four against the Suns, we didn't look too bad at all. We actually came out on fire. It was madness shooting. Like that, I doubt that kind of shooting will carry over to game five because it was just ballistic. Like they were just going ballistic. Let's see. They went 20 of 40. They took 44 threes and made 20 of them compared to the Suns making 9 of 25. You know, that's a high clip of threes. I don't think we can take that high clip of threes over to game five, but if we do, they ain't going to be stopped. If we're getting 23s a game, they ain't going to be stopped at all. You understand me? It's not going to happen. There's just no way for it to be stopped. You got to love it, though, man. You got to love it. But right now at the moment, it's just me just talking to you because my co-host is at Mother's Day with his family. So the co-host is not here right now. So it's just me right quick, you know. It's just me, myself, and I. But this is just a trial run, though. We out here right now. Let me get back to this. I will have more songs on here soon. But like I said, it's just a trial run. 1 second, please. Hello.
What's the word?
What's the word, man? 830. Who am I speaking to?
The one and only Chew.
Hey, what up, Chew? How's life, man? Where you at? Tell the fuck where you at right now.
Man, I'm still at work, man, filling up this big-ass truck.
What do you do for work?
No, I'm over-the-road driver, CDL driver, you know. All in fields of different rigs.
They got you working this late right now?
Yeah, man, nigga been up since about 5:30 this morning.
Tell us how you feel about the Mavericks this game in game four. Did you get to watch it?
Man, dude, I didn't even get to watch it, but I heard Chris Paul was out there trashing it up.
Man, to be honest, Chris Paul had he had more fouls than points, you understand? Which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. I heard he fouled out like in the third quarter.
Yeah, he fouled out in the third quarter. He had 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 7 assists with 6 fouls in 23 minutes. So he really was ineffective tonight. Yeah, that's
so what
crazy,
the Mavs look like, man.
Man, to be honest, the Mavericks came out today they hit 23-point shots, right? And I just don't see them doing 23-point shots again. Yeah. They hit 23s out of 40 attempts. And, like, they, at the beginning of the game, they were, like, 14 of 22 in the first half. So they really took them over the board. But I just don't see them boys getting that many threes every game like that. There's no way they can carry it over like that.
Bro, imagine if the Mavs got Giannis.
That would be good ass imaginary thing because Giannis and Luka would be kind of unstoppable, to be honest with you.
Oh, what's old boy from Denver?
Nikola Jokic?
Yeah, Jokic.
Now, if I could have either one of those two, I'm definitely going to take Jokic over the Giannis because he plays a 5 position and he kind of rim protects. And,
yeah.
I mean, Giannis will get a rebound and, like, point forward all the way down to the other basket. So that would kind of take Luka, you know what I'm saying? That would kind of take Luka out of the equation. So, I mean, that would be a badass fit, though, too. But to be honest, I think he gets paid way too much to come down here and play with him.
Yeah, he do. Shit, I think he's going to be the highest paid player, ain't he?
Yeah, Jokic about to get him a $245 million contract, which is ridiculous.
God damn.
But, damn. I mean, if you ask me, yeah, $245 is up there. He's getting paid.
Hell yeah, boy. $245.
I mean, what would you do if you were getting paid $45 million a year?
Bro, I'll tell you what. I'd be on an island somewhere with no way to contact nobody with a bunch of females. Something ridiculous.
That was it. So his expected new offer is a 5-year, $254 million contract.
God damn.
This would be the largest contract in the history of the game. So with $245 about 5 years. He's making $49 million a year, dude.
Hey.
Let's just say that boy is not poor.
Hell nah, he ain't.
Hell nah, he ain't.
Boy, that's a lot of money.
That boy getting to that bag, ain't he? That's crazy business.
He cold, though, man. I ain't going to too much lie to you. I like the way he plays.
You think he's a better big than Embiid?
Yeah. I go with him over Embiid.
Do you know why?
It's something about Embiid that I just can't get with, man. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like he's supposed to be that next thing, like that next, you know, Shaq, I guess. He don't really got it. There ain't too many people that got what Shaq has, though. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. He settled for that 3 a lot. I don't know. I just miss, like, the old 90s era, I guess, you know, where it was like a big man game, you know?
Where they was knocking the ball every chance they got.
Yeah. I ain't with all this fast three-point shooting game, man.
But the game has changed, though, because these boys do it.
Yeah, it has. But, you know, I think that's the problems that the Mavs has. We don't got no big, bro.
Yeah, when you're 5 is 6'9", that ain't going to cut it at all, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the beginning of the series, they had DeAndre Ayton really going crazy on us, bro. I don't know what they did, but they might have kind of figured it out.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. We were just kind of too little down there, but... We do got to get a big man in Dallas, so at least a 7-footer to understand that we can at least rim protect, you know. But these days it's crazy because everybody wants to shoot threes, and if you can't shoot threes, you can't get on the court. So being 7-foot, you can't shoot, kind of like you a deadbeat out there.
Right. But see, like you said, though, man, can the Mavs pull off a performance like they did tonight against the next game?
Well, the thing about the Suns is they're so focused on Luka's driving skills to get to the basket. They're leaving these wide-open-ass shooters, you know what I'm saying? But it's like a catch-22, right? If you can't stop Luka's driving, you'll have open threes. If you stop the threes, Luka's going to drive easily, you know what I'm saying? So they're really in line.
Right.
They're like in the limbo here, right? So what do you do? So essentially what you got to do is you got to let them shoot and hope they don't make it, I guess, because that layup is way easier.
You live by it, you die by it.
Yeah, and you're going to take your chances of them dying by it, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they are hitting 23s, too, you might have to go check somebody on that three-point line.
Shit, you better.
You better get out there and put somebody out there. You put a body on somebody out there. And then the crazy thing about it, bro, so we shot 44 threes, but 35 of them were wide open.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. I hate that I missed that game, man. Did you see the fight last night?
Hey, man,
I was on the road last night, man.
Bro, let me tell you about that fight last night, man. So the way I feel about that fight last night, so I don't even be watching Canelo like that, but last night I was like, you know what? Let me see what the hype is about, right? And it's crazy because...
Bro, I watched
both his L's. I seen four give him the work, and then I seen this dude, how you say his name? Beavis? I can't even say his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I seen the Floyd fight in this recent fight, right? This recent fight, Buddy, kind of like, I guess he went up in weight, right? So
right.
It looked like he didn't take his cardio training serious because he was out of fucking shape looking, right? And
yeah,
that's what I took from that fight yesterday. And also, that guy was, when somebody's bigger than you and faster than you, that's not a very good look for you.
Hell no, it's not. But, you know, he shouldn't have been up there at that light heavyweight division no way, bro. Man, that boy jabbed and right-handed that man all night.
So what is Canelo usually fight at?
175. Bro, 175 is light heavyweight, bro. After that, it's heavyweight. Think about it. The nigga only like 5'9"? What the fuck are you doing all the way up there? Everybody at light heavyweight is like 6'2", 6'3". Got the reach on you. It's like they naturally walk around bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What fight class is Roy Jones fighting?
The who? Roy Jones?
Yeah.
Roy Jones is light heavyweight too, but Roy Jones' reigning days, though, he was a middleweight, bro. Roy Jones was that nigga when he was that middleweight. 160.
And where did Canelo come up from? Was he a middleweight also?
Canelo came up, I want to say he started off at 147, then he went to 154, then, you know, he basically dominated 154, 160s when he won all his belts against Triple G, and then he went up 168. And dominated there, basically. Then he fought Kovalev at lightweight, right? Kovalev was on his way out, though. And he knocked him out. And then, he calls himself looking for the challenge, right? He need to stay away from that 175. Then he calls himself on the rematch. I keep telling him, like, watching that fight, bro, you fought that dude again, you fuck around, knock him out, bro.
Yeah, bro. I mean, do you feel like there should be a rematch? Because I feel like they're kind of need to move around and find him another fighter because that was embarrassing almost.
Yeah, no, there definitely shouldn't be no rematch, bro. And if the dude doesn't give it to him, I wouldn't be mad. Because think about it. What does he have to offer? He ain't got no belt. Like, if he wants to unify his division at 175, he needs to fight somebody at 175 with the belt. You know what I mean? Canelo ain't got shit at 175. So, I mean, what's the point of giving him a rematch besides a payday? What's the point?
Now,
I wouldn't.
is that rematch payday going to be bigger than the original fight, though?
I mean, it just all depends on what you like, bro. Like, me personally, after I saw that fight, I wouldn't want to see it again. And if Canelo's smart, he'd stay away from it.
But I think Canelo got too much pride.
Yeah, of course. You know, most Mexican boxers do. But, like, if you watch the fight, bro, Canelo didn't – he was headhunting all night. He didn't really throw a lot of body punches like he usually does. You know, he was just, you know, power punches all night. But, I mean, it's hard to do that when a dude's moving around. He's jabbing. He's in the middle of the ring. And then he's backing you down, and you're getting touched up. Even if he's not even landing clearly, he's touching you up. He's keeping you up off of him. Well, all that shit take a toll. On top of you adding all that weight, you know what I mean? Shit. Hell yeah,
hey,
12 rounds start to feel like forever.
Bro, them pounds actually make a big-ass difference when it comes to fight. You know what I'm saying? Well, you've been fighting at, I guess, 168, moving up to 175. I guess you got to keep that stamina and that speed. And then I was telling somebody yesterday, like, man, he fights somebody who's been doing that shit at that weight. It's going to be a lot different. You know what I'm saying?
And, bro, the dude wasn't no punk, bro. You got to understand, dude was undefeated. He wasn't no just,
hey, what
he
up?
Wasn't no pushover. He wasn't no slouch.
What up, Jason? What up, Jason? You in the line?
What's up, bro?
Not much, man. We talking about that Canelo fight yesterday, man. How you feel about that fight yesterday with Canelo?
Man, I ain't going to lie to you. I watched the Warrior game. I was drunk. I didn't even watch the fight. But I don't watch boxing like that. But I'll tell you this. I was surprised that Canelo lost, especially Cinco de Mayo being right here. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get to even,
yo,
I didn't watch the highlights, man.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, he did lose on motherfucking Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, everything.
Man, you ain't,
bro, that's why I was even more. Like, I was like, how the fuck he lose? Like, what the fuck?
Damn, I didn't even realize that, man.
Was the dude
that
good?
Crowd yesterday,
was that the dude that good?
Yeah, dude was that good, bro.
He was good, and that dude was just kind of like, I don't know, bro. You know, in boxing, when you somebody bigger than you and as good as you, it's a big-ass difference, man. When that size come around, you know, the same skill level with fighting, the size is going to do something in boxing. I think boxing is the only place where size actually do matter, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you five nine,
that nigga 5'9" and you 6'2", and I got a 5-inch reach advantage on you, and I'm probably when I come into the fight, all that water weight, I'm probably weighing like 20 pounds more than you, even if it don't look it. I probably weigh that much more than you. You know what I mean?
I think all the reach and shit for show matter in boxing to me, but it's how you use it though too. You know, you can have motherfuckers that just ain't that good. Sometimes just better overall fighters. But if you both the same type of fighters, then that's when it's going to come down to that reach and maybe high defense, something like that.
Now, JP, if you were Canelo, would you get down with a rematch?
Hell yeah, I won my rematch. He only lost to Floyd, so, like, that's what he wanted. He wanted his career to be undefeated except for against Floyd. And then, you know, he's the next best one up from our era, from this era, you know. So, but hell yeah, I won my rematch, too. And he got to come out and knock him out there. I ain't gonna lie.
Now, how do y'all feel about this? Does the rematch be his next fight, or does he need to go back down and get back into the ring, beat somebody up, and then come back up?
Nah, that's too much of a weight.
It should always be next fight. I ain't going to lie.
It's too much of a weight fluctuation. You figure if he has another fight, and if he fights back down at 168, and he gets his body back down to 168, and then his next fight he goes back up, hell nah. He just needs to stay away from it.
Did he fight up and fight? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, shit. I can't really hate on him for that, man.
He needs to stay out there 175.
But of course, who wouldn't want that rematch?
Yeah.
Nah, you're right.
But who wouldn't want that rematch?
But the way that
I'm looking at the rematch, I mean, worse.
Bro, and the rematch, he gonna get knocked out, bro.
You think
that dude ain't no punk? Bro, that dude ain't no slouch, man. He undefeated for a reason, man. Spitballs the truth.
See, I'm letting you know, I don't know about boxing like that. I ain't gonna, boxing ain't really my, you know, my, what I be on. I be on football, basketball, baseball mostly. I ain't gonna lie. Boxing always been cool, but I like to see them fights with people playing. I don't like the slow pace in boxing and shit all the time. So,
well, say, I'll tell you a fight that you need to prepare yourself for. Terrence Crawford versus motherfucker Earl Spence Jr. You hear me? Don't miss that fight.
Right. See, that's why I like Canelo, though. I'm watching the highlights. He be throwing them first round. That's why I like. I hate them fighters where the first two rounds they trying to figure each other out. You barely see any punches. I like seeing power punches, man. Show me some, you know.
But is Crawford and Spence ever going to happen?
Fuck yeah, it's gonna happen. Them niggas on the same motherfucking promotion side now. You know, the only thing that was stopping them before was, you know, Crawford was with Top Rank. And PBC and Top, or like Bob Arum and whoever the other promoter is, they don't fuck with each other. But Terrence Crawford, you know, made it clear, like, shit, I've been trying to get this fight. This motherfucker don't want us to fight. He's trying to hold out for the money, blah, blah, blah. So after that last fight with Top Rank, he went over to Earl Spence's side. Now the niggas on the same promotional side. You didn't see after he won his fight, the nigga was like, I told y'all, strap season. I got these belts. Terrence Crawford, get ready. I'm coming to get your shit, too.
now I got a question.
That nigga turned.
Who will get the bigger bag out of them two? Because I know you can't split that bag 50-50. Somebody
nah,
got to make more money out of
that bag. That bag got to be 50-50, bro. And it's got to be in a neutral spot. So it's going to be like in Vegas, probably like at the T-Mobile Arena, because it holds more than the MGM Grand. And
man, you know,
that bag,
you know,
that bag got to be 50-50.
You know, man, you know Earl only fought at Cowboy Stadium.
Bro, that fight is going to be new. Bro, man, hell nah, man. Texas has the worst motherfucking judges, bro. When it comes to boxing, Texas is known for robbing niggas, man. But look, that fight will happen in Vegas, and that bag got to be split down the middle, bro.
Hey, they were trying to bless Canelo last night, talking about it was 115 to 113.
Bro, that was some bullshit. You seen it?
Yeah, I seen that today. They tried to bless him yesterday, but they just couldn't because the tape ain't gonna lie.
He was getting his ass beat, bro. That fight was like Canelo probably won four rounds at most, bro. It's more like 118, 112, bro.
Damn, so he wasn't even. Man.
Nah, bro, he was getting mixed low key. He was slower and smaller. That was a crazy combination.
Yeah, when dude bigger than you, you at least gotta be faster.
If
he faster and bigger, you ain't
gonna
know.
Yeah, bro, the dude was faster and bigger.
For everybody on the line listening, my man JC is a Warriors fan, man. Golden State, San Francisco area, man. So how you feeling about the Warriors, dog?
Shit, man, you know that whole team, you know, I'm realistic, though, too, but I really think we can win one this year. I think the league a little more even compared to what it's been in the past when we made it, but, shit, it's some teams out there, but I just look at it like, shit, we the only ones standing with some rings. Like, Giannis got one, but everybody else in the playoffs, they ain't never got it done, so it's hard for me to even be kind of timid in somebody else with just knowing my guys, you know what I'm saying? My guys get shit done when they need to get done, so... You know, people can say all the KD shit, but, I mean, we won the ring before KD. We was already making it there before that. So, and now it's just like I said, it's way more even now. Like, it's good teams all over. Even the East looking good. So, I mean, shit, I don't think it's going to be easy, but, you know, I'm going for my boys, man.
I got a question for you, man. Do you think Jordan Poole has took over and made Klay Thompson a more like a third, fourth, option top guy?
I think Klay's still coming back, still ain't. I don't think he just, some nights he don't look like he got his legs under his skill, you know, like late in the game. So I still think, but I think, yeah, I think he got to. He's a ball handler and can score, you know, like he would do more than Klay on the offense. Klay still just was known for, you know, pull up, shoot, spot up, shooting, set some screens. Like, Clay wasn't ever just a ball handler. Like, they said that one game he had like 40, he had one dribble or something, you know, like, so Poole for sure, I think, and he's younger, so I think for sure Poole going to be the next one. I ain't going to lie. He proved to me a lot this year, especially balling in the playoffs. You know, it's different from regular season and playoffs. He coming out balling in the playoffs, like, that's how you earn my respect, you know what I'm saying, for real, for real.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. That Poole, Jordan Poole, I don't know when his contract is due, when he needs to get paid, but how much money
he's
going to
get paid. Oh, I think, I mean, because everybody else going to want to offer him max deal. So I think Clay and Dre, I think it's time for Clay and Dre to take pay cuts, maybe even Steph. And I think Wiggins is gone. I think Wiggins and Wiseman are gone. They already talking about maybe getting Rudy Gobert for both of them. So, because with Kuminga, Kuminga could be like the same type of player Wiggins is. So I'm not gonna lie, he's young too. So I think you max pull out. I ain't gonna lie. Like it's hard because he's only had really one like really good year. But a young talent like that, he's going off the playoffs. Like, he put a ring in for the guy.
G, I hit you back.
Hit me up. Now, you're right, though. Yeah. I mean, I do like
if
him.
We win a
I
ring,
do like him.
If we win a ring, I feel like he earned his money. Because he's going to have a big part of us winning the ring. You know what I'm saying?
Now, okay, so
but
he says, Lonzo Ball makes $90 million. His contract is $90 million, right? I like to base people's contracts off of Lonzo Ball's contract to see how much they're worth.
So,
like at the beginning,
what's his 4 years or 5 years?
I believe it's a 5 year contract, 4 year contract. I believe. Let me look it up right now. But I based it off of that because I was thinking about Jalen Brunson also because people are like, oh, he needs to get 130, and I'm like, ah, I don't know about all of that because
he
had
130.
Hell no, nah,
Brunson,
bro, I don't think
Brunson
so either.
Brunson kind of been tail tucked in the playoffs too. So that's why I say about Poole. I've seen Poole, you know, like I said, he had a good regular season, but what you finna do in these playoffs? Because we're going to need you. And he's been coming out balling. So when you see a guy do it like that in the playoffs and he had young, I mean, you kind of got to give them what they want. But I wouldn't go too far over what Lonzo made, for sure. Because Lonzo,
okay.
I ain't going to lie, the Bulls was looking real raw when Lonzo was there. And then, you know, they kind of started slouching when he left. Because Lonzo really turned it around. He really been balling. I ain't going to lie. He can shoot the three now. You know, he's always been good on defense, and then he just getting bigger and shit. So he good. Lonzo's solid.
No, Lonzo is solid. So his contract was a four-year $80 million contract. So he makes $20 million a year. I do believe that Jordan Poole is a $20 million a guy, million-dollar a year guy. I do believe in that.
I think with just how the shit's always going up, too, 20 to 25 is cool, you know. I'm cool with that for him. Like, I'd give him 4 years, $100 million. Just because, you know, it goes up every year. And this shit's been, like, Jokic just signed, like, a $250 million deal with some crazy shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, like, every year this shit's getting higher. And it's like, shit, I think he for sure worth 20, 25. But, like I say, he got to keep balling in the playoffs. But they're not going to let him go. I'm telling you that right now. Wiggins is gone before they let him go.
No, but like you said, with Kuminga being there, I don't think you really even need an Andrew Wiggins anymore because they're kind of like the same player, to be honest with you.
They're the same exact player, bro. They got good defense, they long, and they can score 20 every now and then. They ain't going to do it, like, consistently. I mean, Wiggins averaged 20 for his career, but in Minnesota he was taking a lot of shots just to average 20. So I look at shit like that, too.
Wiggins does 20 for his career? Get out of here. That's cap. There's no way.
I'm telling you, before he came to, maybe not after this year, because he was, like, right at 20. When he came from the Timberwolves, he was 20 for his career.
He's a good guy. He actually, I can't believe he actually snuck into the All-Star starting lineup, low-key. Them votes that he put him on.
Low-key, he asked. They shouldn't even have done that. He not no all-star starter. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep it. Yeah, he averaged 19.3. So it went down a little bit because he went from 18. So, I mean, he's still just, like, only 24. It seemed like he'd been around for hell long, but he, like, 24, 25 or something, bro. I swear to God, he's young as hell.
No, he's only 26 years old. He's been in the league for like 8 years, 26, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, 20.
But like,
not 26, 27 for sure. Yeah, he ain't no 24.
No.
That's when he came to us, he was like 24, 25.
And it's crazy because he's been playing with y'all for like 3 or 4 years, well, 4 years now, which is crazy because time is kind of flying by. That man has been hooping for like 9 years, but I do respect that.
Nah, he been with us for 2 years. Because we had KD, we lost the year we lost KD, that's when he came, at the middle of the season. Because you remember at first we got D'Angelo Russell, and then that's the middle of that year, and that was right after KD left. That was the first year KD left. And then we got Russell, and then we traded Russell over there at the middle of the season because we was ass. And, yeah, we traded for Wiggins and got Wiggins, which, I mean, it's worked out till now, but like I said, Kuminga is just a younger, cheaper option that can be the same. He might be better than Wiggins, you know. If he can get a shot, if he can get his shot down, he could be better. But Wiseman the one disappointed me, man, because, you know, we ain't never had a center, so I was looking forward to that because dude could really shoot and everything. But I don't think he ever going to be healthy enough to play. I ain't going to lie.
You think he's over with? I mean, what is Wiseman's injury?
Bro, just his knee keeps swelling. Like, it's just his knees, bro. And I think he played like one college game and got hurt. So, and he came to us towards ACL, and then he was supposed to come back in like when Clay came back early January. And then they said he had another knee surgery like the end of January. So then he was supposed to come back at the end of the year, and then his shit keeps swelling. So it's knee problems. And he went to the G League right before he was going to come up to us when he came back from his second surgery. It was like the end of the season, and he put up like 30-something in the G League game in only like 20 minutes or something. He put up like 30 and 15 and some crazy shit. I ain't going to lie. And we was juicing, you know, Kurt been saying, like, man, we were, everybody's been talking, like, Dre, they all been saying, like, Wiseman going to be a boy, like, he raw. Because, you know, they play, they be around him, so they know his potential, but he just never on the floor. Can't play.
He's never on the floor. Now, if you go back to that same draft night, would you take him number one overall again and hope for better health, or would you do something else? He's number two overall pick.
Well, We took him too. Edwards went first, but hell no. I take Ball ASAP. I ain't gonna lie. I said, let me see that draft. What year was that draft?
I want that. That was 2020. Was it? It was a 2020 draft, wasn't it?
Yeah, it gotta be 2020. Let me see. Yeah, cause I ain't gonna lie. I'm for sure taking LaMelo over him though. Yeah, there's nobody else that, you know. I mean, Halliburton's a dog, too. He fell to the 12th. I like Carl Anthony.
Yeah.
I like shit. I mean, any one of these players, though, even Isaac Okoro, Patrick Williams, I mean, they all out there at least. Wiseman better than them, but you ain't out
why
there.
Why are they already calling this man, oh, my God, we took Josh Green over Tyrese Maxey? What the fuck?
Yeah, you don't even look at them old drafts or some shit like that, because you would be shaking your head like, fuck.
Bro, and over Desmond Bane, bro. What the fuck were we thinking?
And Sadiq Bey is good, too. I ain't gonna lie. I like Sadiq.
Bro, they already
Sadiq Bey put up 40 this year.
Yeah, bro, they're already calling Obi Toppin a flop, but it only been 2 years. I thought he'd been in the league way longer than that.
Nah, but Obi, it's just because this, bro, if I'm looking at all these players, all these motherfuckers doing something. Like, you know, Zeke Najee be balling a little bit, Precious Achiuwa, he just don't get play time because he with the Heat, they hella deep. Aaron Naismith was a bust. Yeah, Devin Vassell, baller for the Spurs, for sure. He going to be nice.
Yeah.
Even Killian Hayes is decent. Denny Avdija, he got talent. Poku, yeah, they got. I mean,
like
shit, that was a good draft. Yeah, I think Poku.
I like Cole
Anthony too.
I like Cole Anthony also. He ain't too bad of a player.
Cole Anthony,
I don't understand why you come out there in some Tims in a dunk contest, but I feel you though.
Yeah, you know, the new boys, they don't know what they got going on, man. They be lost in the song.
Hey, to be honest, His daddy should have been like, nah, bro, that ain't going to cut it because, you know, his dad plays in the league.
Yeah.
Greg should have been like, nah, bro, what you got going on right now?
On everything. So, hey, man, I got to ask you, what's up with your Cowboys, man? Football coming up, man. What y'all looking like, man?
Man, to be honest, most Cowboys fans gonna lie to you, bro. They're gonna tell you some bullshit about the Cowboys all this all year.
I know you're gonna keep it. I know you're gonna keep it.
I'm gonna keep it 100, man. So this year, like you always tell me, you'd be like, bro, y'all playing a weak ass 44-12 schedule, bro. And I used to like be like, man, motherfucker, hating, bro. But that shit actually make a lot of fucking sense, right? When you're playing a 4-12 schedule, the first 7 teams gonna be buns. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time, right? So
every time.
I really don't be like judging what we did last year, because this year we got to play a 12-5 schedule. So the first 8 teams going to be legit NFL playoff teams, right? So
yeah.
To be real with you, bro, yeah. I don't feel like we tough enough. You know, I don't feel like we are tough enough to handle what's going to happen. We're still a young team. The thing about the Cowboys is those guys in the front office, they don't really like to sign free agents, right? So with that being said, they got to play through the draft. And when you play through the draft, you're only fielding 22, 23, 24, 25-year-olds. Those guys are young compared to 28-year-olds who got mortgages and 5 kids. A 28-year-old professional is mad different than a 22-year-old professional. I don't give a damn if you're the first overall pick. You know what I'm saying? A linebacker who's been linebacker for 6 years compared to a linebacker who's only a rookie, that's a big-ass difference. So we've been getting bullied. Yeah. We might get bullied again. The team is too young. To be honest, though, I'm going to say we're going like 7-10, bro. If we achieve past that, then we really overachieve what I believe that we are, because, honestly, by the secondary crash, we got
– I think y'all get more than 7, though. Just because, like I said, too, your division, I mean, they got A.J. Brown over there, but you still, I don't know if Hurts is, like, all that. I ain't really seen that out of them. You got Carson Wentz over there, and then who else you got? Then Daniel Jones, So, I mean, it seems like it's just easy to find ways to win in y'all division on shit like that. And I feel like y'all do that. Until, like, the end of the year. I feel like the end of the year, them division games, y'all be losing more than the ones at the beginning. And I think that's what be fucking y'all up. But if y'all got a good team, good schedule, yeah, you got to come out the gate. I just don't see who y'all – I don't see what y'all was really trying to do. Like, I don't know. I feel like y'all was going to sign a couple people. I ain't going to lie.
Nah, bro, they be trying to win what I call the cap championship, right? That's all they try to win. They try to win the cap championship. So, essentially, I think Jerry Jones and his son like winning. They like money so much, I don't even think that winning even counts in it, right? Because, like, come on, bro. You could have threw Bobby Wagner the bag, bro. I know he didn't want to come down here, but he could at least try to throw him the bag, right? Who else? Vaughn Miller.
That's what it is. I think these players really just don't like the Cowboys. I think a lot of people don't like the Cowboys because it's like y'all be – Oh, like, I ain't even going to say overhyped, but that's kind of what it is. Like, y'all, it don't matter what y'all just did, anything. Y'all probably still right now in the top 10 odds to win the Super Bowl. And it's like, how? You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to say it like that, but it's like, how are they still top 10? But it seems like no matter what y'all do, y'all, they're talking about Super Bowl for y'all. Not even just y'all fans. I'm talking about, like, ESPN, all that shit, you know? Like, this shit real, and I feel like some of the players just be thinking y'all overrated, and they like, man, we ain't. And then some people don't want the spotlight, you know, that's y'all America's team, shit like that. I feel like little shit like that coming to play more than we know. Because, you know, it's just at the end of the day, it's regular people like us that's making decisions, like, man. And then, you know, like, a lot of motherfuckers hate Cowboy fans. It's because they be, like you said, when we first got on, I'm going to keep it real with you, because a lot of them just don't even be knowing football, you know what I'm saying? They just be talking, but they Cowboy fans. So it's like, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
602, who am I speaking to?
Huh?
602 area code, who am I talking to?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. It's Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm listening to your conversation. I'm glad I'm listening to your conversation because conversation is my occupation. I've been in entertainment industry 44 years, so I'm just soaking up the game.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man. Thanks for listening to me, man. I respect that. But JP, like you said, JP, we are like a bunch of, it's just a glitter factory, right? We look good, you know what I'm talking about? It don't matter how ugly the situation is, we're going to look good because we present it well, right? Jerry Jones got that that sellability, man. Jerry Jones is going to sell you a car that got 500,000 miles on it, you hear me?
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
And somebody going to buy it.
And I think a lot of players see that, and they kind of just don't even, rather not even deal with being under the spotlight. And I think a lot of people, even the players, think y'all overrated because they hype y'all up so much. Because, you know, like I said, they regular people. They go home at night, watch SportsCenter, and all you see is the Cowboys. The Raiders can blow somebody out by 50, and we'll have 10 seconds on the segment. You know what I'm saying? The Cowboys can win by 3 to the Redskins, and it's a whole minute and 30 seconds about the shit. After press conferences, all that, you know, people see that shit, and they like, man, these guys ain't even that good. Like, why they get, you know what I'm saying? So I think it'd be a lot of the spotlight shit. So two people don't want to deal with it. Players don't want to deal with it. And they really low-key probably just don't like the Cowboys because, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason. But that's kind of just how it was. I used to like the Cowboys before I moved to Texas. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have nothing wrong with it. I used to root for the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? So not like as a fan, but just like against certain teams, I'm like, fuck it, let's go with the Cowboys. But when I moved to Texas, I'm like, yeah, I can't fuck with the Cowboys.
So you're saying the fans make – now, the fans can make you hate that team because, like, essentially, like, they're kind of like blind fans. We have a lot of blind fans out here who believe anything. And, like, they really believe that every year is our year without actually looking at the logistics of things. Like, but, like, honestly, bro, we're not that tough. Our linebackers are weak. The DTs are weak. Like, we just ain't that powerful in between the lines, bro. Like, honestly, bro, we just got to get tougher. Like, I'm not finna sit up here and say we're going to Super Bowl or anything like that because we ain't got nothing for the Rams. That's the best team in the NFC. We ain't got shit for them. We ain't got nothing for Tom Brady. We can't beat Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, I can't even call it, bro. I can't call it with them Cowboys this year, but we got to figure that shit out.
I'm just letting y'all know, man. Dak and Zeke are overpaid, bro. And I know we've argued about this shit, but let's just be real about this shit, man. Them two, I know you are. You've been wanting Jalen Ramsey over Zeke, so I ain't even going to mention Zeke. But Dak, bro, you got to come out and beat Jimmy G at home in the dome. Come on, man. You got to, if you that good, you got to come out. You losing to Jimmy G. Come on, man. With that off,
yeah, you're right.
All this shit. You got, I mean, so it's like, how good is he? You know what I'm saying? How good? And you keep putting it there. And like I said, there's another reason why motherfuckers hate the Cowboys, because if you go to SportsCenter right now, they're going to have Dak at 7 or 8 overall quarterback in the league, you know, and it's like, bro, that just – people see that shit overrated. Like, that shit's crazy, bro. I don't even know how they got jobs doing that shit, because it's like anybody can see that. He's kind of the problem. Like, last year y'all defense wasn't all that, but y'all offense had a bunch of weapons that – you know what I'm saying? Should have been Jimmy G and them. Jimmy G played like ass, try to give y'all a game. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well,
I think y'all just got to move on from them. And Tony Pollard better than Zeke right now. He's just more explosive. He's just better right now. Zeke ain't just, I don't know. He ain't got it. I don't know what's wrong with him. He just 2-3 yards, it seemed like, every time. So
today's show was a trial run. I only had it up there for an hour, but usually the show going to be about 2 hours. But I'm definitely going to have to need you to call in all the time, man, talk to your boy about these forces of your life, just life in general, man. So the podcast is called Free Church, man. So essentially we can talk about anything, man. So thanks for coming on the show, man. And people who listen, y'all, thank y'all for listening to the show. And see y'all next time.
For sure, my boy. Be smooth.
Be smooth.